What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. That's right, Sync Music Mondays, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Financial literacy for your music, educating musicians how to monetize their music in regards to sync licensing for TV and film. And as always, we appreciate you guys. Big shout out to the listeners over in Nigeria. We have listeners in Lithuania, listeners in Italy. We also have listeners in Australia, just all over the world. So we appreciate all of you for always tapping in and being dedicated listeners to us. And as always, we're going to start off the show with the word of the day. The word of the day is something motivational, inspirational, to kind of guide you throughout your week. And today's word of the day, I really love this one. It's called collaboration is greater than competition. I'll say that again. Collaboration is greater than competition. So what does that mean? Collaboration, that's the power of building with like-minded people. People that think like you, people that want certain things out of life, people that are motivated, people that are driven. And that's the effective power of building with those people. You know, it's always good to build with like-minded individuals, because if you have a goal, you have a dream, then it's good to build with those people so they can help you execute that. So I always say teamwork makes the dream work. You know, if I want to build a shed, if you got a hammer and I got a screwdriver, we can collaborate and make that happen. So always build with like-minded people. And that is the word of the day. But for today, I have two very special dynamic guests that will be joining us. They are very, very accomplished. It's a lot of accomplishments that they have. So I just made a couple notes to introduce them accordingly. From Latin Music Specialist Records, we have Daniel Endart and we also have Sarah Trainer. They have a slew of accomplishments from TV shows like NCIS, CSI, CSI Miami, CSI New York, Blue Bloods, The Bridge, Power, Sons of Anarchy. The accomplishments have accomplishments. So I'd like to properly introduce you to Daniel Endart and also Sarah Trainer. How y'all doing today?
Hi, it's great to be here with you.
Thank you. Well, thank you both for taking the time out and joining us today. We really appreciate that.
Sure.
Yes.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. So I kind of gave a glossed over view of you both, but can you both in your own words tell us exactly who you are and what you represent?
You want to heat it off? Oh, okay. So, well, I'm Daniel Endart. Sarah here, my partner for more than 40 years, actually, talking about team that, you know, things similarly works amazing. I mean, I couldn't find, if I live again and I'm born again, I couldn't find better partner than Sarah. So, of course. And the reason this idea that we have, the Latin Music Specialist, was born, it was a while back, actually before all the licensing frenzy started, I was watching, as a spectator, I was watching a very famous movie, I'm not gonna mention it, but back then, more than today, thanks to Latin Music, especially in some way, back then it used to be, Latin music used to be a cliche used constantly. I mean, this solution for general films and general TV shows and stuff like that. So, okay, let's put a Spanish guitar or a mariachi, and that will be the extent of the Latino touch or knowledge for a scene or something. So one day we're looking at a movie, and the movie said it had a super set.
Yeah, they were like in Colombia, and yeah, the music we were hearing was more like from the Andes, like from Peru, and even the clothes they were wearing had nothing to do with Colombia. So it just occurred to us right then and there that we had all this music, and maybe we should just try to share it and work with Hollywood somehow. We were in the business of doing commercials for the Latin market. Okay. And but in the meantime, we had been songwriters for 20 years by then, and we thought, well, we have all this music. Why don't we just do something with it? And we put an ad in. Back then, there was something called the Hollywood Reporter. And I don't know where we came up with the name Latin Music Specialist, but we wanted to let people know that we knew a lot about Latin music and that we could help them with Latin music. That was where our intention was from the beginning. So the ad said, Latin music for your Latin music needs, call us Latin Music Specialist. And we got our first music supervisor who came over very curious to visit us, and he liked us spread the word, and that was our beginning 30 something years ago with Latin music specialists.
Wow. Well, 30 something years ago. Wow. That's a big accomplishment, because especially in the music industry, like it's hard sometimes for people to achieve longevity. So,
true.
You know, I'd like to ask you guys, like, what do you think contributes to your ability to still be relevant so many years later and still be successful?
We stick to traditional classic Latin music. We do have a lot of modern and rap and
reggaeton,
and you know, we do have pop and trap and all things like that, but mostly we stick to traditional, and I think that is what keeps us, our customers coming back and asking for music.
And Kyle, I think you also referred to how we as a partners lasted that long.
right. Yes. What's the secret?
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect, loyalty.
Yeah.
Conversation.
And knowing our limitations, you know.
Yes.
When I know that I cannot, I need help.
Yeah, and we really complement each other too, because he's the social type person, and I'm an introverted, and he's the go-getter, and I'm the doer. So together, I think we do a great job.
That's good though, because like all bases are covered, you know, and everybody plays their role in their position accordingly. So that's good. It's like teamwork. It's kind of like what I said for the word of the day: collaboration is greater than competition. Like,
yes, and I loved it.
You know, yeah, like you're able to align yourself with, you know, maybe someone might have a strong suit that you don't, but when you guys come together, you're able to get things accomplished. You know, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's awesome. So here's a question I have for you both. Do you remember the first song that you were able to get placed, and where was it? Like, what did it get placed in?
I don't remember.
I think I remember. It was tango, wasn't it?
No, even before that.
Oh, before that?
Yeah. It was my friend Dan Walker.
Oh.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
I didn't know anything about licensing, okay? I'm doing commercials for the U.S. market. I mean, major campaigns from Bank of America to Disneyland and to Toyota and... Every day was, I mean, it's nonstop. Fantastic accounts. It was the golden era of advertising. It was all original music with full orchestras. So, and all everything union. So it was a fantastic time. Mm-hmm. So when I was doing that, a friend of mine that worked with me came in and said, look, in the biography series, I know somebody that is looking for Brazilian music. I know you guys have that somewhere. Then he brought me into the production building of the biography series, and the lady said, do you have Brazilian? And I brought it, some Brazilian. Well, we want to license it. And I said, license it? How's that? What is that? Well, is that I pay for the permission to use it, but you keep it. I mean, it's yours. It's not gonna be a custom made thing, or we're gonna sign it and you to our publishing. You keep it. You just we pay for the license, and that's it. And I said, what? You do that? Can I do that again? And then that's how the thing started.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, and it, you know, like we were saying before in the beginning of the show, music licensing is such a powerful tool because artists can create a piece of work and yet they can continuously license that song out. So it's kind of like just on autopilot, like that same song can continuously generate revenue for you, which is an amazing thing.
It is.
You know, it's definitely an amazing thing. So, you know, it's definitely a plus for artists. Here's another question I have for you both. Which placement would you say, or two or three placements are some of your favorites that when you got those placements, you felt very accomplished that y'all had achieved that?
By now, it's been so many that I can't even
think.
I remember one of my songs got placed in Marley and Me. It was a movie about a funny dog that ate everything. But there's a scene like in Miami and they used one of my songs. I was happy about that one.
Yeah, for me, it was actually very special. For me, it was the main theme for this show,
Kingpin.
Okay. In particular because the theme, the castanets in the theme was played by my mother.
Wow. 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 So that was like a full circle moment.
Completely.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, it's definitely moments like that, you know, it's kind of like it just reminds you how everything comes full circle sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. You know, another question I had for you both, because you mentioned how long you've been in this space. Can you talk about some of the changes that you've noticed being in the industry and the business for so many years? How different have things changed today compared to how they were when you both first started doing this?
Yeah, when we started, there was very little licensing. They were still doing the big orchestras for movies, and there was very little.
Yes.
It just got better and better.
A big difference, there are several things. One definitely huge is that instead of running physically with CDs or cassettes all over the place, they changed to MP3 and send it via email. That was a major, humongous change, right? We used to use messengers,
physical
messengers. In a motorcycle, running.
Wow.
And also, we used to send
Federal Express
via airplane, you know, to New York. Or,
wow.
So that was, you know, back when. But that's a huge change right there. And then the other is that through the years, what started as libraries, and we saw one thing that inspired me is that back then to get into this is that what libraries were offering were very mediocre quality in general, very
cookie cutter
kind of music, kind of made in the, you know, like on the side. Mm-hmm. And I was more of an artist and producer that I wanted to create records. So my every song was like, I wanted to sound the same as the radio. And every song, the quality of the production was like, for me, because I did it for me, I wasn't thinking, oh, I'm going to do a zillion songs. No, I want to do 10 songs that I want to hear it 20 years from now. I'm going to blow my mind with this.
Right,
so that's kind of my approach for every song still today. So back then, library music was horrible, really. And then I didn't have competition. I mean, when I showed my material, it was like, oh my God, give me more. Mm-hmm. So we started in a good, everybody started spreading the voice around, hey, call these guys. These guys have the best. So it spread like powder, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we started, basically, because of the high quality of the product itself, you know. Mm-hmm. Now it's catching up a little bit. Libraries are getting smarter about quality and the importance of quality and stuff like that. So those are a few changes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you made a great point, Daniel, like when you spoke about quality, because that's a key gem that a lot of musicians can take away, is that even though there might be a lot of artists that are doing what you do per se, maybe the musical genre, if you just maintain a certain standard for yourself, a certain level of quality, that can make the big difference between you standing out or just kind of just being dormant, you know, with other musicians. So that's a key gem for all the musicians listening to this. Definitely take that in consideration. Like, always hold yourself to a higher standard, higher quality, and be creative as well. Like, think outside the box. Don't do same thing like Daniel said. Don't make cookie cutter music, because if you do what everyone else is doing, then you'll get the same results. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, in order to stand out and be successful, we got to dare to be different. We got to be bold. We got to be creative and think outside the box, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if you love music and you got into music because the love of it and the love of being amazed by things you heard, you know, live to it. You know, I mean, follow that, because that's the spark of every musician. That I, you know, we all got into music because we were blown away by something we heard and said, yes. I want to do that. You know, I want to be heard like that. You know, record blow me away. I want to copy it. I mean, it's like, oh my God, how did they do that? You know, that kind of curiosity and emotion, it's important.
Yes, I agree 100%. So let me ask you both this, because, you know, we got so many musicians that watch our podcast on a global scale. If there are musicians that make Latin music and they want to get involved in music licensing and they've got good quality, how can they get in touch with you guys? Or, you know, are you guys accepting submissions from upcoming artists? Like, how do you go about doing that?
We go
our website.
Yeah, our website and is lmsrecords.com or latinmusicspecialist.com also. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they can submit and reach us, and we'll listen. We listen to everything. And again, we're looking for high quality songwriting, high quality lyrics, high quality Spanish is what we have majority. And some Brazilian, that's what it is. And production, I'm the producer, so I have certain flexibility. If the things are not coming like 100% like I would like to have, I can help it. And I like the songs and the writing, and the potential is there and the talent is there, then I might use my time to develop the artist.
Oh, that's great. And you know what? That was something I was speaking with a music industry person last week. And that's great you do that, because that came up during that conversation where I was saying I would like to see more artist development, more music production nowadays, because it seems like nowadays with a lot of musicians, record labels will sign them, but they don't take out the time to develop the artist. Mm-hmm. So that's important. That's great that you do that, you know?
Yeah, I'm graduated from Berklee College of Music many years ago, and I that was always my dream to, and again, like I said before, to sound like those things that blow me away and put me into music. And when I hear a song and I hear a new artist coming in and I see that can be at that level, then I do that. I bring it up to the standard that I hear in my head. So
that's awesome. That's amazing. Another question I have for you both, when you were listening to music, like, and just getting introduced to music, who are some of the artists that had an impact on you both, like some of your favorite artists that you guys like?
Believe it or not, nobody left.
Really? Okay.
Well,
nothing wrong with that.
Not totally. I have my Latin.
No, you still have your Latin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the Latin, well, the Fania All Stars, man.
Fania All Stars. Amazing. No, but even before that, it was Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and Earth, Wind & Fire, and et cetera. I mean,
yeah.
And also what happens is, I'm coming from my childhood experience. My mother was a choreographer. So I grew up in a home that was classical music 24/7. Okay, and I'm talking about classical, the famous classical, Tchaikovsky and Chopin and Debussy, et cetera, et cetera. So that's in my head, and the arrangements of those orchestrations and stuff like that. So melody is key in those authors. But then I grew up in Latin America. So I have, what happens in Latin America, there's two types of listeners, okay? One is the listener that listens to the traditional Latin American music. And second, and that's the majority of people in the street. And the second is the kids that are growing up in Latin America, they listen to foreign radio, like American radio, British radio, European radio. So we get bombarded by all this fabulous music from the US and from Europe, okay, equally. Right. So I was listening to Italian pop that was blow you away with romantic songs in the 70s. And at the same time, Marvin Gaye and the other station and Earth, Wind & Fire, the other one, and the Carpenters, and
the Temptations, all those guys.
The Temptations,
yeah. My God, please.
Yeah.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Hey.
Oh, come on. I mean, that song, I listened to a million times.
I couldn't get it out of my head. It was...
I'm sure it influenced, you know, at least 100 songs of mine. You know, it's fantastic. So those writers from Motown and all, man, and Orchestra Philadelphia, man, and all these...
And then later Quincy Jones.
And of course Quincy. That's why I went to Berkeley, because of Quincy, you know. So
it's amazing.
But it's funny, because when we came here and we lived here for a few years, we realized that we needed to go back to our roots. Mm-hmm. That we couldn't continue creating American music. We weren't North American. We needed to go back and say, well, what do we do best? Who are we? And how do we show ourselves to these people? And that's why we went back to Latin music.
Yeah, we really have the value. We didn't see the value that we had ourselves, because we were fascinated by what was coming from outside, especially the United States. Mm-hmm. So we were looking outside, but then suddenly when we said, wait a minute, we're competing against what we are not. I mean, we love this. We can even do it close, because I have the skills and stuff like that, but we're not the real thing. I mean, the real thing, and the thing that I saw that the market needed is what we are really are, which is Latinos with experience in music and experience in culture, and know exactly what the Latino music is about. And that's where I saw the value of us as special, you know, and that's why the specialty name, Latin Music Specialist, is because we really know what we're talking about. And we can offer that value that nobody else can. Right?
Yes.
So that's
amazing. And you know, that makes like the world a difference. Like when you're able to have a specialty that people can't really get anywhere else. So the fact that you were able to realize that and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, we can do all of this stuff, but we can really be specialists if we hone in on this. And that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, And what is interesting about Latin music in particular is that usually Latin musicians are specialists in one area. Like, for example, I play flamenco, I play salsa, or I play cumbia, or I play reggaeton. But but because of my background with ballets and by in the culture of Latin America and living in many cultures in Latin America, I had exposure to all this fantastic Latin music that goes from flamenco to tango to Brazilian to mariachis to norteños to merengues to cumbias. I mean, you can spend the whole life just in Latin world, you know, as far as music. There's so many variations of it, so many subcultures within the Latin cultures that is fascinating and it's fantastic. I mean, in that way, you know.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I want to ask you both about that too, about the progression of Latin music, because I know now reggaeton is huge. It's definitely a very, very huge thing. How do you feel about the progression of it? Do you feel that you know, with the new style music compared to the classic vintage sound, do you feel that both are equally represented nowadays, or do you feel that maybe the mainstream kind of caters more so towards the reggaeton because that's more the current sound? Like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I feel that we are a little bit stuck right now in Latin music in general. The pop radio, Latin music since reggaeton, it's been like reggaeton with all the variations of reggaeton for many, many years. I'm waiting for a change.
Right.
I'm kind of chasing, where is the change coming from? I mean, reggaeton was from Puerto Rico and the islands. Where is the new fad in pop? I mean, there's a lot of fusion going on. Yes, English, Spanish, the crossover artists, but still they're using the reggaeton as an underpinning and under groove of the new music of the fusion. But
it's getting boring.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit too much for me, for my taste, right? But but there are so much great stuff going, in particular with independence. Okay, the independence artists like La Furcada, you know, for example, right? She starts mixing the folk from Mexico with the pop and with the contemporary and folk. That's where I see the rich. Because Latin American folk music from every country is completely different, groove-wise and history-wise. So the Mexican folk, even in different parts of the coast, is completely different. Mm-hmm. So, and the same in Central America, the same Venezuela, Argentina folk music, Brazilian folk music, is so rich and so vast that if using it as a root, as a base, and then fusing it with modern sounds and interpretation and interesting lyrics that goes deeper than I love you or whatever, or I miss you. I mean, something with stories and stories of crossing the border, like Furcada does. Right? Furcada is fantastic.
Yeah.
She's a fantastic Mexican artist. She's not like number one artist. She's not like the Colombian girl.
She's not a Shakira.
But
she's very important.
Yeah, because of what she's doing musically is very powerful and interesting. It's different.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, different. Different is definitely good, you know, to stand out because, you know, to your point, your things, I feel, you know, just across the board have gotten a little bit boring. Even like when you look at like hip hop culture, trap music is like everywhere and everything. Mm-hmm. It just sounds redundant. It's the same thing. So it's good when people can be different. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, you know, so definitely time for change, something new. But what you both are doing is valuable work because you're able to just incorporate your knowledge, your history, all the things that you bring to the table with music and insert that into the projects that you work on. So that's an amazing work that you both are doing.
Thank you.
You know, absolutely. I had another question for you. We call this the Back to the Future question. So if you both could go back in time and have a conversation with your younger selves, what's a piece of advice that you would give your younger self that you wish you knew back then that you know today?
Buy more real estate.
Hey, yeah. I would have told myself to buy brownstones in Brooklyn. That's what I would have told myself. What about you, Sarah?
Gosh, I don't know. I think I'm really happy with the way everything turned out. I would say I'd probably start being a businesswoman sooner and not focus on being a performer. Because it just, life got a lot better once I grew out of that phase.
Right. Yeah, it's totally different on the business side, that's for sure. But you know what? That's a good thing, though, that you both have that side of you still, because I think sometimes people that they've never been a musician and they just do the business side, all they see is the bottom line. So the fact that you both have that artistic side to you,
sure.
I think you're probably even able to do better business that way, you know?
Yeah, and it helps us with when we're producing artists and helping them get a better performance out, because we have the experience.
Yes. Yes.
We learned a lot while we were performers, so now we can educate them too. So
yeah, that's priceless. That's, you know, that's not something that you can get from a book. That's real life experience.
That is true.
You know? Yeah. So that's awesome. Well, you know, we had a great time with you both. And, you know, I love this conversation. For all the listeners out there, can you share your socials or your website so they know how to reach out to you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's LMS, like L Latin M Music S Specialist Records.com. LMSRecords.com. And also there's my website daniellindar.com. Okay. My name. And and yeah, you can find us there, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Facebook also.
Yeah.
LMS Records
on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And what else? And and I also have Latin Music Specialist in Facebook also, is a separate thing, and my name also. So
okay. And what about are you guys? You're on Instagram as well, right?
Very little.
We're not.
Yeah.
Very good at that. Sorry.
Well, look, you're very good at what you do, and that's the most important thing. Look, I feel like that too, because when it comes to TikTok, I'm lost. But my daughter, she's 11 years old, and she's like, "No, do it like this." I'm like, "Well, you take care of that. I feel old."
Yes.
Yeah. You have to ask your kids how to.
Yeah, answer. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, that's how it is. Yeah, that's how it is. But, you know, and I also had to say in closing, too, for all the listeners, Sarah and Daniel will be speaking at Sync Music Success. So after the new year, they will be two of our wonderful speakers. So if you want to learn more about Latin music, you're a musician, you don't know where to start, but you just want to gain some of that knowledge they have, definitely tune into that, because they will be excellent, amazing speakers for us.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks, Kyle. It's been a pleasure meeting you, and you're doing a wonderful service to everyone.
That's right.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you both. And thanks for joining us. It was